Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the evening news. The police force massively charged the heart of the ZAD of Notre-Dame-des-Landes today. They chased the ZADistes and their supporters who had come together for a protest picnic. According to the prefect of Loire-Atlantique, the supporters had come to fight the policemen. On this third day of evacuation, tensions are at their height. There may be an improvement in the conflict between Air France unions and management following a proposal of the latter. An agreement has finally been reached to return to negotiations. The movement may be over quite soon, maybe even by tomorrow. Today, 30% of flights were cancelled. And Donald Trump threatens Syria with new strikes after the alleged chemical attack. The reaction of Moscow was not long in coming. U.S. missiles must target terrorists and not the legitimate Syrian government, according to them. Moscow promises to destroy any U.S. missile that would show up in that area. Russia continues to veto the UN to mandate an independent international investigation of the actions of Bashar al-Assad. The CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, reaffirmed in front of the U.S. Congress that he was not hostile to a regulation of the internet and social networks. He even acknowledged today that he was himself one of the 87 million users of the social network whose personal data were diverted to the benefit of Cambridge Analytica. Regarding the bad weather, four departments are tonight under orange alert for rain and floods: the Aveyron, the Pyrénées-Atlantiques, the Var, and the Alpes-Maritimes. The bad weather cost the life of a 36-year-old driver killed by a tree that fell on his vehicle near Narbonne. In soccer, who will join the Roma and Liverpool in semi-final of the Champions League following tonight's quarter-final return match? Bayern, in good position, receives Seville. The Real, who won in Turin 3-0, receives the Juve, kickoff at 8:45. And tonight, the winners of the first edition of Cannes Série will be revealed. 10 international series are in the running. The jury is chaired by the novelist and director Arlan Coben. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.